Hello, hello. Welcome to Experience the Power of Peace Global Online Gathering, in which we will gather for powerful conversations with inspiring speakers to call in and embody peace. This gathering is designed to inspire, uplift, and empower us to experience peace as power and heal wounded hearts, calm the chaos in the world, and bring peace to earth. Right here, right now. I am your host, Laura V, and I am thrilled to introduce Helen Knight. Helen is a medicine woman, womb awakener, transformational catalyst, mentor, healer, and Reiki master teacher. Through her sacred work, she guides highly sensitive souls and empaths to recognize their sensitivity as a profound gift, not a burden. With deep compassion and intuition, Helen supports others in reclaiming their wholeness and stepping into their truest, most radiant selves. As a medicine woman, Helen facilitates plant medicine retreats that create a safe and sacred space for deep healing and personal transformation. These journeys are designed to help individuals shed layers of conditioning and reconnect with their innate wisdom and authenticity. A devoted mentor and womb awakener, Helen is passionate about supporting the rise of the divine feminine, a force so deeply needed in our world today. She helps women reconnect with their womb consciousness, the sacred portal of feminine power, intuition, creativity, and magnetism. Through this reconnection, women rediscover the treasure within, a wellspring of love, passion, voice, abundance, and embodied truth. Helen's mission is clear: to help women remember who they are, reclaim their inner magic, and rise fully into their divine feminine essence. Here's
Yes.
to the awakening, here's to the return, here's to the rise of the sacred feminine. Helen's topic today is sacred feminine rising through womb awakening. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you so much, Laura, for that beautiful introduction. I have tears in my eyes, just the spirit tears of love coming through. Really grateful to be here with you and
Oh,
for what
so
you're bringing.
thank you. I'm so grateful to have you here. This is going to be a powerful, beautiful conversation. So let's get started. What is womb awakening?
So, womb awakening is something that I wasn't aware of until about a year and a half ago when the plant medicine that I work with, I was in a ceremony and they said, please start working with women to wake up their wombs to bring the rise of the divine feminine. And I was like, what does that really mean? And well, with all my learning, and I'm continuing to learn and connect with my womb, our womb is the seat of our power. And the false patriarchy that we live in has done a really good job at erasing and disconnecting us from our womb, because that's where it's like a treasure chest full with amazing treasures that most of us don't know about. And I enjoy asking women, so what do you think about your womb? And most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, they're like, it's an organ. Who cares about the womb? And I'm like, oh no. Here we are. This is the change. So the womb awakening is helping women connect to their wombs and learn about what it contains. It's their power, it's their passion, it's their desires, it's their voice. This is something that I just was blown away when I first started learning. I've been a healer for 20 years and helping women, they could never speak their truth, never speak their truth. And it's like, why? And so always working with the fifth chakra. And well, we have twin organs in our body, and our womb and our throat are twins. And so when our womb is armored up due to the demonization of our sexuality, to sexual trauma, to body shame, shame for being a woman, lack the not being valued, all of that just makes the womb kind of shrivel up and armor up. And so when we bring in healing to the womb, to all the trauma it has endured from this lifetime, and it can be from other lifetimes as well. Then the throat starts opening up, and then you can start speaking your truth and speaking whatever gifts you have. And again, the false patriarchy doesn't want that. That's why they've done what they've done. So it's like just getting women, most women don't know this. So just bringing an awareness, and then it doesn't take much. And then women just start connecting, and then the alchemy just starts happening. And so that's a little bit about the womb awakening.
Yeah, you know, oh yeah, that just woke up so many things in me. I've learned about how the sacral and the throat chakras are work together.
Yes.
And I have to admit that when I saw that your talk was about womb awakening, I'm like, huh? And partly because as some people know, I am a survivor of child sex trafficking. And so I, you know, that's where a huge a part of my pain and my suffering was in that very area. And so I'm very like kind of closed off just kind of to protect myself from that. And so actually it was I was at a circle and this woman said, "I have to do a womb clearing right now." I'm like, "Oh no, what's going to happen?" And I actually it awoke a memory of the pregnancy that happened while I was sex trafficked. And then I learned the story about how it was taken care of and it was horrible. And so, you know, that even makes me even more scared. Like, I didn't want to know that. And but yeah, you know, now that I've had so much healing happen, I've experienced the very thing you're talking about because I'd wanted to tell my story and I'd gotten a book deal and everything, and I couldn't tell it.
There you
And
go.
I didn't know why.
Yeah.
But as soon as I had done a really big chunk of healing with a shaman, I was finally able to tell my story on his YouTube channel.
There
As
you
a way to thank him for all the work that he did with me. So, yeah, that just totally speaks to me. So, the next question is, why do women need womb awakening? I think you've touched on it, but maybe there's a little more to say about that.
Well, I think it's what's coming in right now. It womb throat power. And this is not power over. We can have like, oh, I don't want to be powerful because of what's been modeled to us by the false patriarchy in power over women, smushed down, right? The greed, the control, all of that. What's been modeled, that's not real power. Power with. And that's what we are. That's what I'm working with the women that I work with and the men. I work with men as well, majority women, but it's teaching once we have that womb healed, connecting to the throat, then we're able to bring through, express whatever gifts it is that we want to bring forth and be in that beautiful power with. And that might be, I've got a Divine Feminine Reclamation mentorship program for 6 months. And the women, they all have different intentions. Some are like, so many people are thirsty for community. That's one of the things when the patriarchy, false patriarchy came in. And just for the records, this is not male bashing. There are, right? The patriarch is the masculine energy, which we both have masculine and feminine. Half of us is masculine, half is feminine. And so it's that masculine energy that has kept everything down. And so it's just supporting all of it to start coming into balance. And then we can start bringing that power of community, of compassion, of empathy, of love. Like, that's a big thing that if you think about, if women ruled the world, we'd be in a different place because we bring different things. And so part of bringing the divine feminine, like, I had a lot of clients who are really unhappy with what's going on in the world. And it's like, okay, you can look externally, and this is what we're going to work with in the healing that I'm going to offer to your community, is we got to start with ourselves. And so bringing that balance, back within ourselves, bringing the masculine and the feminine together within ourselves, and then we are able to bring forth whatever our soul's desire is or our mission.
When you first started about the womb awakening and about the power, the first thought that came to me was one of the reasons we keep ourselves small is to keep ourselves safe, because we're taught that if we stand in our power, we will be killed. I mean, literally, that was what was taught to me by the men who trafficked me is you open your mouth, you make one little mistake, you're dead. Literally. And so when you've got that, when you know that these men have real power that can really impact your life in a really negative way, that keeps you down. So do you have anything to say to that?
I love that you're actually talking about it in this lifetime, what you experienced, because we think of the witch burnings and all in the past, and we have that in our DNA. However, it's still happening today. The powers that be are so intelligent and very powerful. They have high technologies. They have turned it in a way that, so for example, the witch burnings, right? They were burned, hung, your tongue was cut out. If you were powerful, right? If you had a knowledge, if you had magic, if you had magic powers, right? All of that was you were killed for that. Today, if you think about all the things that are out there to tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not pretty enough, you've got to have you got to redo your face, you got to redo your body because it's not up to standard. So it's like we have that we're burning ourselves in our head with that little the little voice in our head that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not. And so you just like set yourself on fire. And they have brought in all of this technology for this programming. And this is where it's our job to say no. No. I think when we're aware of this, so I think I always say to my clients, half of what we're doing is awareness. And when we just have an awareness that the powers that be have all this conditioning, all this program, and it's BS. It's not true. And when you feel that, when you start feeling that, like my womb started, I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember I was sent. Spirit said, you're done in Boulder, Colorado. You must move to Taos, New Mexico. The plant medicine thought actually got me here. I thought I was going to Santa Fe, but they were like, nope, you're going to Taos. After a year here, I was like, what the F am I doing here? I don't like it here. It's small and no. My little ego. And they said, do your medicine. So I did a ceremony with my plant medicine, and they said, you are here to embody your power on every level, and you are not leaving until you do. So I think what happens is once women, so I'm seeing it with my clients, once they just, it's just a remember, it's a remembering, not just, it's a remembering of what womb cosmology existed before the patriarchy. There was reverence, like we can't even imagine reverence for the feminine, reverence for the divine feminine, reverence for our, like we can create babies, but when we're not creating babies, we are the creative source. And that's what we have to remember, that we are that powerful. And again, not power over, power with.
But that's a really good point is, this fear and this control, and it really is not power. And I knew that on an intellectual standpoint. I knew it, but I couldn't feel it. I was still feeling unsafe. And I just decided, okay, like, where can I find my safety? And I was like, you find it with your higher self. I'm like, okay. And I've learned that, that intuition, when I was a kid, I was more into Christian Science, and so it was more like God's always leading me, guiding me. And I knew that God could lead me out of an unsafe situation. I could be safe. And I'm like, yeah, that's the only place where I can find safety is with my higher self, with the part of me that's non-physical, that's beyond this human thing. And And one day I had to like face it head on, like, oh my gosh, the stuff that seems so scary, diseases, threats to your life, all of that, they really are powerless. There really isn't power behind them. But you can't know that until you connect with true power.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's what the womb awakening is for you, is that's the door for you to access the real power. Yes.
Sorry. And I channel light language and I feel them here. This is activated when I was with my plant medicine for the first time, second time. And I feel them right now. And they want to come in
Oh,
to
please.
enhance what you just said, feeling that power within. So I would just encourage anybody listening, if you can, just close your eyes. I do work with a drum. I'm not going to work with a drum at the moment, but I'm just going to bring in whatever they want to bring in and just feel it in your body, particularly like your womb and your, like, think of a pink light going between your womb and your heart to just like anchor in what you just said, Laura. Was going to put this on. Just let that just vibrate. My whole body's vibrating. Just let that energy sink deep into your DNA, into every cell in your body to help you remember, remember, remember what has been forgotten, what has been erased. That land for you.
So interesting, because the power of the frequencies came through it, but it was the very last piece of it. It was, I think it was the last note. Something shifted inside of me, and I was like, yeah, I feel a lot more grounded, a lot, because I know that, you know, I'm going to put this actually in the intro as to give some guidance to ground yourself before this talk, just because I felt myself get a little dissociated at one point. But I know what we're talking about is so important. We have to talk about this, or it's not going to get healed. And so we have to have the courage to talk about this and to face this stuff. And so, yeah, it just helped me get back in my body and feel grounded and connect. Yeah, I'm getting connected with my power. I can feel it now.
Good,
So
good,
very
good,
cool.
good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now we
Wow.
lost. What we do? We lose. Lost train of
Oh,
thought there.
yeah. No. No.
Okay.
We're good. We're good.
Okay.
Because why do we need the womb awakening? And like you said, you know, this is something that was revered before the whoever started this started suppressing this. And it just reminded me, there's another woman who I just love dearly, who has a business called Women Speak, where she's helping women feel safe in their bodies to speak their truth. But she's also gotten trained in feminine Qigong. And it is really powerful. So it's really interesting how women are being called right now to these different practices to reconnect with our feminine energy, both energetically and physically, working with the kidneys and the liver and the sacral womb. There we go, the womb. And yeah, it's just really, really powerful. And like you said, this isn't power over but power with. And then we all have the feminine and the masculine within us. And so yeah, of course men could benefit from this because they have a sacral chakra too.
Yeah, the Dantian is what I like to refer to. And I'm actually being called, I've got men who are either partners, husbands of some of my clients who are like, I see what's happening with my wife. I'm envious. What about us? Because they have been affected by the false patriarchy in a different way. And they also need to bring their divine feminine because a big part of the divine feminine are emotions, right? And everywhere we're told, numb. Take drink alcohol, smoke pot, take the big pharma, antidepressants, anxiety, all of that to numb, 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 which is numbing your feminine, which are your emotions. And that's another big piece of like the guys since they're little, you're not a man and pull up your big boy pants, right? Don't feel. And how many women say he's not emotionally available? It doesn't benefit any of us. Doesn't fit
Doesn't.
any of us. And so, like, I've been asked, I'm going to lead them this summer. I'm terrified and super excited, but I think it's that terrified of, oh my God, I'm going to be in a ceremony with a bunch of men with all that they have, that I feel as a woman, have been on the receiving end of some of that energy. And spirit is saying to me, you are going to bring the divine feminine. You're going to bring it, you're going to model it, and you're going to help activate it within these men. Because when the men, as you said in the beginning, when the men are supporting women to come into their power, watch out. But the men have been programmed, the women should be in service to me. All the religious, like most of the religious programming is like, oh, it's the male God, which is also BS. There's no, God is not a man or a woman. I like to call it his mother, father, God. And it's love. It's not a man, old man in the sky judging us, right? And
100%.
so there's also a beautiful metaphor of like a candle and the flame. The candle is the masculine and the flame is the feminine. And right now it's inverted. The flame's out. And so.
And this is not serving men as much as it isn't serving women. And when men are able to reclaim their divine masculine and the divine feminine within them, they're going to find their power. And they're going to be able to see how they can support the things that they want. Because I just know there are so many men who are just. Who are taught things that just don't feel good to them, but they don't have a choice. And I remember growing up, and my two models, I was looking at my dad and my older brother. I was like in my late teens or early 20s, and thinking about, I've been taught by these two that power is in aggression. And that was starting to be challenged. And because I didn't like it, that didn't feel good to me, but it was all I knew and it was all that was in front of me. So I thought, ew, no wonder I wasn't happy. But I had to start working through that and recognizing that no, power is not in those things. That's actually weakness. Power is in compassion and kindness and love because that frees us to be who we are. And yeah, so that's how that speaks to
And just one thing that I want to add to that too is in the big work with the womb awakening also is healing. We can call it the sister wound, the mother wound, the witch wound, where we women, again, part of the technology that those in power have used, throw women under the bus, backstab, right? Competition, and we got to heal that, right? And that all came back from when they started getting rid of the witches and having the daughter be on trial for and throw her mother under the bus to save her own life, right? And so we just have this, it's in our DNA, and that's where we have to stop, where we women come together, we celebrate each other. Like I have my community right now is planning a celebration because I got pregnant in Crete. I was in Crete for a goddess pilgrimage just a couple weeks ago, and I was told I'm pregnant with a new creation. I don't know what that is. And one of my clients said, we should create a baby shower for you. And then she's like, well, it's not really a baby shower, it's a creation shower. And I am watching myself get really uncomfortable with knowing that I am going to be surrounded by amazing women who are celebrating me and whatever I'm going to be birthing. And that's that part that we gotta heal. So I feel like the spirits brought that in. I'm really good at celebrating other women, but to be celebrated, woo! And that's when we rise. When that can be, when you can celebrate yourself, celebrate another woman with her success, instead of saying, oh God, I wish I could have that, or oh, wish you didn't have that, or whatever the ego comes up with, that stuff needs to go so that we rise.
So how do we unlock our womb power?
How do we unlock it? Good question. Well, I have a little bit of a healing that I'd like to offer. I don't know if this is the right moment, but this is because I'm a healer and a medicine woman. And so you can talk about these things, but alchemy is a really big thing within the women's transformation. And so energy work, the plant medicines, yes, you have the awareness, just like we're talking about it. Like, so women are now automatically starting to think about their wombs. Oh, it's not just an organ. I like to think of it as the treasure chest, full of treasures. And it's our creation center, right? That's a big piece of it, is our creation center. But it's like more than that. It's creation. It's ability, abundance. Like 95% of the resources are owned by men. We need to change that. Resources, abundance that we can create in our own life, using our sexual life force energy to energize everything, nourish everything in our life. It's the sensuality, it's those emotions, it's speaking our truth, it's feeling supported, it's pleasure, it's loving your body. It's being instead of doing. So again, they want little slaves doing all the time, and being is in the feminine. Doing is the masculine, being is in the feminine. And when we do this, the womb starts becoming more magnetic. We have divine intelligence in our ovaries, which is what I want to do our little gift here, our meditation with, to tap into the gifts that our ovaries hold from our lifetime, our ancestral, all of this is what starts awakening and connecting. So I don't know if this is the right moment, but
Yeah, we're getting close to it. There's just one thing I've been led to talk about, and then we're going to experience this. But in human design, the sacral is the battery pack of the chart. And so 70% of humans on the planet are generators, meaning they have a defined sacral, which means they have consistent access to the energy of the sacral, which gives them Energizer bunny kind of energy. So can I could th you know think about that. If you're disconnected from your sacral from that energetic standpoint, you're kind of limited in your life force energy. And
It's been
I would,
inverted.
yeah. And my thinking is, this is where I wanted to go with that, is boy, if we were able to reconnect with our womb and really be able to access that energy again, it could heal autoimmune diseases. It could heal a lot of the things because our bodies, I have heard, and I kind of agree with this, that, what causes disease in the body is just there's something imbalanced, not right. And it just occurred to me, like, if we don't have access to that life force energy, then our body gets overtaxed, and then it has all these problems. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's what that, again, the powers that be have inverted it. Inverted that sexual energy that the men have too. We have too, right? Both of us inverted it. And it's like they're siphoning it from us. And that's, again, we're exhausted. We're on the hamster wheel, right? And it's so part of this womb awakening is flipping it back. So exact to nourish everything that you just said. Yeah, give us energy, heal our bodies, because our bodies, that's the other thing. Western medicine is like your body's attacking itself. Oh my goodness. Like, I don't buy into that. No, no, no. Your body is high technology, high technology. It knows how to heal. It creates a life. Nobody tells it how to create life. That's how, like, amazing. It knows how to heal those the dis-ease, right? And so when we have access to that full life force energy, that sexual energy, which has been demonized for this reason, because they don't want to, you want to be shameful of your sexual energy. No. That erotic sexual life force energy is meant to nourish absolutely everything, our wellness, our energy, our power, whatever we're bringing into the light, into the world, whatever our mission is this lifetime. So yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen in your work with clients doing this womb work, have any of your clients reported healing of any, physical issues that they were dealing with?
Yeah, I worked with there's one very yes. I'm healing. Like, I became a healer because I was sick. I got sick. That was how I got into this. I was living in Chile, and I was exhausted, and so that was my journey. Yeah, and I'm doing so much better. And now with the womb stuff, like, my energy, my as a healer, what I do requires a lot of energy, and I always like shake my hands at spirit and say, I know this is my path. I know this is my dharma, but help me with my energy. And now that I've been doing the womb work, my energy finally is I wouldn't say 100% yet, but it's 50 times better than it was when I first started. But the one I can think of is I have a client who had an ovary removed, and I think in her 20s, due to cysts, because any like endometriosis, fibroids, cancer, anything in the womb, in, I call it the yoni instead of the vagina. Yoni means sacred gate. It's a Sanskrit word, sacred gate to that beautiful creation center of our womb. Anything there, there's something there. It the body speaking and needs to be healed. So anyway, she had fibroids on one ovary, had to be removed. Then there were fibroids, little tumors on her other ovary. This was when we were working together, and they were saying, we're going to have to operate, and we're probably going to have to take out the other ovary. And this woman was only 35, so immediate menopause, no chance of being a mother. And I said, I love proving doctors wrong. Let's do it. And so we went into why this was created, and we knew exactly why. We worked on all that trauma and held space with her. We worked before and after. She went in for the operation, and she reported, I cried when I got her message saying they went in, they removed the tumor, and I have a perfectly intact ovary. They were able to take out what they needed, and the ovary is Like this is it, because they were like, we're going to freeze your ovary, we're going to freeze your eggs if you want. So they were the prognosis was really bad. Like, we're just going to have to take it all out or most of it out. And with the work that we did, nope, she has a full ovary. So
Oh,
yeah. Yay.
yay! Oh, fabulous. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, yes, I feel like we're ready now.
You're ready
So,
now.
yes. Yeah, so, you're going to lead us in a meditation called the Ovary Womb Heart Breathing Meditation. And can you explain how this meditation will call in and embody peace?
Yes, well, it all starts with our, we want peace out there. Do we have peace here? Right? And when, particularly the women, when we're not in the seat of our power and we're not connected to the seat of our power, it's hard to have that balance, that peace. Right? So this is going to start planting some seeds to help you build that connection between your heart and your womb and tuning into the gifts in your ovaries, which will give you a sense of power. Hopefully, it's just planting a seed of an intention of something that you would like to create in your life. Hopefully that will then create and you'll start. It's a confidence building thing where you also you see it happen, you're like, oh, this stuff's real. Because they can listen, you know, your clients, you know, your audience can listen to this, but if once they actually experience it, they're like, oh yeah, there's something in it, right? So it just then brings that power of like, okay, I have the power to create the peace in my world. If I don't like what's happening in my world, I always say, start with your nuclear world, create peace here, and then it's a ripple effect. And we're all, I think you probably know this, we're a collective consciousness. Everything that we are emanating is going into the collective consciousness. And then that just creates more of it. So if we can create peace within ourselves, then we can send the peace out there. So what you want to see out there starts within here.
Let's do this.
All righty. Let me just check my drum. Make sure it's. So I'm going to play a drum. Make sure it's. Yeah, it's okay. All right. So I would invite everybody to find, if you can, get yourself comfortable somewhere. You can be seated or you can be lying down. And if you can, put your hands on your hips. Feel your sit bones or feel your body if you're lying down. Hands on your womb and just breathe deeply into the soft darkness within your womb. Maybe this is the first time you're really connecting with her. And that's okay. It's never too late. Start somewhere. And then go ahead and see your womb as a sacred altar. It is an altar. And if you think of a chalice, your womb and your fallopian tubes and your ovaries actually look like a chalice. Honor your womb as a chalice. A chalice holds things that are sacred. And your womb is so sacred. And then, just as you're tuning into your womb, make some offerings to your womb. Some flowers, wildflowers, roses, grains, herbs, maybe a little bit of alcohol. Put a candle in there. Imagine it's a gratitude for your beautiful womb, for everything she has provided, continues to provide. And it also fertilizes. It makes that womb space very fertile. So we want to think of our womb as like a fertile garden. So whatever offerings resonate for you, tobacco, candies. And this breathing thing, I just, the way I move energy, so the energy's building. And in the middle of your womb, go ahead and imagine, now that you've made it fertile with some of your offerings, plant a seed of something that you would like to create, manifest in your world, to embody more of your divine feminine powers, your divine feminine energies. And this can include inner peace. Whatever it is, there's no right or wrong, creating a partner, releasing anxiety. If you want to release something, and then always just put in, you want to release anxiety and feel that inner peace. If you want to lead more with your heart, if you want to heal your dis-ease, feel radiant, whatever it is. So just imagine a beautiful seed. You can make it whatever color you want. And just place it right there in the middle of your womb. And then breathe in and imagine a shimmering golden color, like the sun, radiating in your right ovary. Golden light radiating in your right ovary. And if you don't have an ovary, you have an, or a womb, you have an energetic one. Okay? So just, you just know that you have an energetic one. Even if the physical one has been removed. And just see that golden light getting brighter and brighter, almost blinding. Feel that rich warmth of the light it emanates. And then hop over to your left ovary. You can put your hand on your ovary, one hand on your left ovary, one hand on your right. And imagine a shimmering silver platinum light, like the moon. See it getting brighter and brighter. Feel that rich warmth of that silvery platinum light getting brighter, feeling its warmth. And these are the metaphors for night and day. The sun is the day and the night is the moon. Take a big breath in. And as you exhale, imagine a vesica Pisces. This is an ancient symbol of the divine feminine. And it's basically two overlapping circles. You're going to imagine that in your womb. And that outer edge of each of those circles encompasses the right and the left ovary. And so, where it overlaps, right in the middle of your ovary, just see that. And that's right where you planted your seed, your intention. And then take a deep breath and draw both the divine intelligence of the golden solar and silver lunar lights of your ovaries into the middle portal to merge. As I said, the ovaries hold gifts, our gifts from this lifetime. Other lifetimes hold the gifts from your ancestors. We've never been told this, but you know now. So just keep breathing in that solar and silver lunar lights down from your ovaries, through your fallopian tubes, into the middle portal. To merge right there in the middle where the vesica Pisces overlaps. Let them melt into each other into sacred union. And then when you breathe out, you're going to release those lights back to each of the ovaries. And then just keep breathing in, seeing them come in to the middle of your womb, melting together, nourishing that seed that you planted. And then on the exhale, bringing them back out to the ovaries. And I want you to keep doing this for about a minute or two, and I'm going to bring in the light language again and some of the drum to help nourish this. The light language is a vibrational medicine, bypasses the mind, works on the soul level, supporting that seed that you just planted. And just notice any sensations, emotions, feelings that might pop up for you.
Thank you.
just keep breathing. Maybe put your hand on your heart and on your womb, and just imagine a beautiful pink light connecting your heart and your womb. Allowing whatever that intention you planted, that energy that's just come in to support it, flow between your heart and your womb. Back and forth, big breaths up to the heart, back down to the womb with an exhale. See if you can soften the body a little bit more. Become like a cooked noodle. Softening. A big part of the feminine is receiving. Receiving. We women are really good at giving. It's our turn to receive. Receive this energy fully into your body. Let it awaken. Ancient DNA in your body, that knowingness, things that have been forgotten. To help with that manifestation of your intention. Then, Laura, whenever you feel you're complete, I'll let you bring us all back.
That was really powerful. I'm just like, yeah, I'm still in it. Like, probably gonna come back when we finish and just sit with this for a little bit longer and just let this really ferment. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. And thank you for this conversation. It just, oh, I know it's going to help so many women and men who are led to watch this. So I know that you have a wonderful free gift for our audience. It is called Become Magnetic. Your womb is your portal. Would you like to say a few words about that free gift?
Sure. Yeah, I've put it out there because I have found working with my clients, most of them don't really know what they want. They know what they don't want. And this is the reason, again, our desires are in our womb space. And it's also sometimes they might know what it is, but then the throat isn't open to actually feel like they can actually ask for it. And so in the free gift, it's another similar, it's again using the light language and the drumming and the guidance to help women tune into what their desires are, or what their needs are, what their wants are, and actually ask for it. So it's a healing for the womb, for the throat, and it might just be getting clear. I think a lot ultimately underneath, you really do know what you want. Like if you look at what you don't want, flip it. What's the opposite of that? And know that you are worthy of whatever that is. And it could just simply, I want more help. I desire to be respected more. I want to stop the people pleasing. I want to ask for more help and support. Again, a lot of like the part of the false patriarchy has been programming into the independent woman. That's the toxic feminine right there. I can do it myself. We're not meant to do it ourselves. This is where we're going with this unity with the masculine and the feminine, where we ask for help, whether it's from a man or from a woman, but not doing it by ourselves. I just had a beautiful example of this. There, I had a women's retreat in September, and one of the women gifted the deposit for my program to another woman who didn't have the funds at the moment at that time. And then all of a sudden, after the retreat, all this work started coming in as she's tapping into her womb power. And she's like, "No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need that deposit anymore." And I said, "Oh, that's the grave error. You receive, receive, receive that abundance, that gift, giving and receiving. If you don't receive that, then her desire to give is being blocked." And so that receiving is so important. Received practicing receiving compliment. "Laura, you look absolutely gorgeous today." "Oh no, oh no, it's just an old shirt." "Thank you." Receive, right? Well, that was amazing. Just receive and say thank you. It's hard for us. So it could be that, it could be being too much, erasing that, so that that's also another old the patriarchal program. "You're too much." No, we're not. There's no such thing as a low maintenance woman. And our emotions, all of that. It's bring your bigness, and the list goes on. So the free gift helps with all of that.
That sounds amazing. And so, everyone, I really suggest you go get that right away, especially if this meditation that we just did sparks something within you. I would not hesitate to go get that gift. And all you have to do is scroll down a little bit below this video, and the link will be right there for you to click and receive that. So, Helen, can you tell us where we can find you online?
Sure. My website is dreamtimehealings .com with an S, Dreamtime Healings. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. And actually on Instagram, I'm Helen Knight with Dreamtime Healings. My name is first, but yeah. So those are the, and I am on YouTube, not a great presence there, but I'm on there too.
Oh, great. Do you have any new projects or upcoming announcements you would like your audience to know about?
Yes. Well, I'm running two women's retreats. It's all about the womb awakening retreats. It is with plant medicines. Whether you're a newbie or you're versed in it, both are welcome. So I live in Taos, New Mexico. This back scene is where I live. It's gorgeous. It's got some very magical energy. So I've got one in September that is women's retreat, 11th to the 14th. And I also run plant medicine ceremonies up in Boulder, just day ones. Those are co-ed, May, June, July, August. Those dates are on my website. And I have my Divine Feminine Reclamation Program, which is an online. So if you can't travel or you're not ready for plant medicine, it's a gentle way. I do teach microdosing in there. So that's an online program. Yeah. So couple
Amazing.
options.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So, yeah, if any of you are interested in working with her, I would go to Dreamtime Healings, all one word, and look that up. Thank you so much once again. This
Thank
was so
you. Thank you.
powerful.
It
You're
was
so.
really beautiful. Loved it.
Yeah, me
Buzzing.
too.
My whole body is buzzing.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. I know this is going to help so many people. So, everyone, I hope you love this interview and receive some great energy from it. I know I did. I'll see you in the next interview.